find a nice, comfortable place to sit. Or get yourself all snuggled up in your bed. And allow your eyes to gently close. And just focus on your breathing. Take a deep breath in. And then slowly and gently breathe out. Again, deep breath in, then slowly and gently breathe out. One more time, deep breath in, and slowly and gently let the breath out, and just relax. Now imagine yourself surrounded by a beautiful white light. A light so bright and so pure. A light of protection and peace. Breathe in this white light. Feel it as it enters your body completely, making you feel all warm and safe. You now find yourself standing in the most beautiful, enchanted garden that you've ever seen. And the sun is shining brightly, and it's a very clear day. And you feel very calm, very relaxed, and very, very peaceful. You can hear the birds singing to each other, and you can feel a lovely, gentle breeze on your face, and it's ruffling your hair. And as you walk on the path of this very special garden, you see that there are flowers growing everywhere. And there are so many of them in so many different colours. And some of the flowers are very tall. Some of them are very tiny. But you look ahead of you and you see that the path you are on has two other paths branching off it. And you wonder where they go. Well, it's up to you now to decide which path to take. Will you carry on straight ahead? Or will you go off to the right? Maybe you want to take the path to the left. You decide. The path you have chosen is the right path for you. And you just walk along it. And as you do, you hear a beautiful melodic sound in the distance. It's faint, but you can still hear it. It sounds so enchanting, so magical, but it makes you feel very happy when you hear it. So you follow the sound. You reach a giant red toadstool. It's huge. It even has a wraparound porch all the way around it, completely and utterly. It has big windows, all painted white with really colourful curtains. It has a big white door in the shape of an archway. It's a very fancy plush toadstool. And you see that the door is open and you wonder who lives there. But the beautiful sound is calling to you. So you walk around on the wraparound porch to the back of this huge toadstool, and that's when you see him sitting there playing his drum. What you see is a gnome, a beautiful gnome, and he's just sitting there playing his drum. He's so engrossed in his music that he hasn't noticed you yet. But you notice that he has an earring in his left ear and a red bandana around his head. He has lots of colourful beads around his neck, hanging down the front of his very bright and colourful shirt. He even has flip-flops on his feet, and you can see his hairy toes. He kind of looks like a hippie gnome. Next to him, you see two rather beautiful lavender candles burning brightly. It's like the flames are dancing to the sound of the drum. You see lots of really big crystals dotted all around him and all over the porch. They're everywhere. He even has a large sparkling quartz crystal hanging on a silver thread swaying above his head. And the sunlight bouncing off it is making rainbows everywhere. This really is an enchanted place. You can see very large sunflowers all over the porch too. And they too are dancing along to the music, swaying gently to the rhythm. It even looks as if they're smiling. You decide to sit down and watch him play and just listen. You can feel the vibrations. It's like little tingles of happiness all over your body. The music is so beautiful. As you watch, it's like your own personal concert, and it makes you feel very special. So for a few moments, just listen to the beautiful sounds of the magical drum. Feel the happiness run through your whole body. You can even have a dance like the sunflowers if you feel like it. When the sounds of the drum slowly stops, you open your eyes and you realize that the gnome is looking at you with a beautiful smile on his face, and you see now that he has sparkling blue friendly eyes. The gnome says he's not used to having an audience, but he's really thrilled about it, and he says thank you for listening to him play. He is delighted that you enjoy his music. He asks you if you would like to join him on his little stage, which is really the porch with steps leading up to it, and you say you would love to. The gnome explains that this is not just any drum, it's a magic drum. It can play melodies, and it can make you really feel the music too, as if you're part of it. Not only that, if you really feel what you are playing and you play the notes in a certain order, it can transport you to different lands. It's like dialing a phone number, but it's musical notes that you're playing instead. But you really have to feel the music, breathe the music, become the music. The gnome asks you if you'd like to try it yourself. Well, of course you would. But you tell him that you've never played a magical drum before, and you're not sure if you can. But the gnome tells you to just feel the music. The magic drum is not about technique. It's about what you feel inside. It's about opening your heart. The gnome gives you the magical drumsticks. You take a big deep breath and close your eyes. And you begin to play, even though your eyes are closed. You just feel where the sticks should go. You strike the magical drum with the drumsticks, and you feel the music with all of your heart, and you become lost in this music. A place where time doesn't exist, just you and the music. You feel yourself entering what appears to be a tunnel of light and sound. And you can see colours you've never seen before, hear sounds you've never heard before. What an amazing place. Feel the joy, feel the love. Spend a few moments here, really, really feeling the joy of the music. Let it fill your heart with feelings of pure joy and pure love. The gnome gently places his hand on your shoulder and brings you back to the present moment. And your awareness is now back on the wraparound porch. And you realize you had never left the porch. All this time, you were still there. The gnome asks you, "What did you see? What did you hear? Where did you go?" You tell him about the tunnel of light and sound, and that you feel amazing and would really love to do it again. The gnome is amazed that you found the tunnel of light and sound on your very first attempt too. It's never happened before. The gnome tells you, "You must be very special indeed." You feel a bit sleepy now, so the gnome tells you that you can have a little rest on his hammock that's swinging gently on the porch if you want to. So you climb up on it and begin to sway from side to side on the very comfy hammock. It even has a very soft pillow to lay your head on. The gnome tells you that this magic drum has the power to help you sleep. And the gnome begins to play the most amazing and wonderful sound you have ever heard. You take a long, deep breath in and give out the happiest sigh as you gently begin to fall asleep. Quietly, you hear the beautiful gnome say that you can come back and visit him anytime you want. And you drift into a gentle sleep, a peaceful sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, you will be in your very own bed, and you will feel wonderful.